There's a bunch of things that I've been procrastinating doing, and it's mostly the same stories it's been for a long time. When I've been burnt one way or another by something, not even so much that I failed at it, but just that it has, but just that it's a Clubber Lang problem, for lack of a better term. I just have a hard time facing it. And I'm reminding myself of a lot of the stupid Perl scripts I wrote, probably several years ago. And there were times where something goofy would happen, and I did the same kind of thing that I did with this one. Like I'd lie about the progress I made or something like that because I knew that it wasn't going to be tested for a while, or didn't need to be tested for a while, but it would be good if I could tell someone I made some progress. And I was in a situation not completely dissimilar from this. And in a couple of those situations, I had to stay up late, and I had to work on it then. And that's kind of what it took. Not because it was hard, but just because I guess I needed that, whatever it was, to focus. And then, look, it wasn't but too long ago that I was sitting in, I don't know, Microsoft's version of Wireshark, I forget what it's called now, looking at packets that were sent back and forth from our server. Probably shouldn't say too much about that, but and I was look I was competent. I was writing code that was doing very low-level networking stuff, and it worked. So I've just got to build myself back up to that place again, and I think it's going to take a little bit of. It's going to be okay. I faced something where I'd been burnt before, and I overcame it, and I can face something where I've been burnt now and overcome it. And just little by little, kind of making it happen. And it's maybe fits and starts at first, but I can make it happen. And none of this is hard. I'm looking down this list of things that I'm set myself up to do in the next, I don't know, 8 hours or so. None of this is that difficult. So it's just for whatever reason, it's just anxiety provoking, and I don't really know how to explain that. I mean, I guess I don't necessarily need to know exactly why it is, but I know that there's this general relationship between, yeah, things where I've failed, things where I've been burnt, things where I've maybe it's just as simple as things where I've kind of had to lie, or maybe just acted disingenuously, or fallen behind and lied. I mean, that was hard to say a couple minutes ago when I said lie, but yeah, I've lied about my progress on this project a lot, thinking like, oh, I'll get to it, this weekend, or I'll get to it in the evening, or I'll get to it whenever. And then on the weekends, I'm nuts. I'm wiped out, and then I spend all this fucking time on OkCupid. That's just retarded. The last thing, almost the last thing I need in my life at the moment is a girlfriend, and I would just kind of, I mean, it could be totally like it was with Liz, and I could just fuck it up, I could, or fuck her up, not in the, probably in both senses of the word. So, and that's, I mean, that's just not worth it. It's just not. It's not worth spending the time dating right now, I don't think, in at least not in that way. But I've got my list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things to do, and I'm gonna start on that shit. That's my promise to you this evening, Audio Boo. I'm going to knock as much as I can out.